program. And the South African Human Rights Commission has put out a statement saying that it's going to provide legal assistance to whistleblower Thabiso Zulu. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it's because this is a man who's been caught up in the political violence in KwaZulu-Natal. You know, there have been very many political assassinations there over the decades, and it still hasn't come to an end as we speak. And perhaps one of the most familiar names to you exemplifies the tragedy of these political assassinations is Sindiso Magatra, a young former ANC Youth League leader who was himself a whistleblower of a particular kind. And he was swooped upon. He died in, he was attacked and wounded very severely in a hail of bullets in KwaZulu-Natal, taken to hospital, hospitalized for quite a long period of time, and then he died. And I don't think that's what many people were expecting to happen. But not so long after that, Thabiso Zulu himself came under attack in Pietermaritzburg around about 2019 or so. And now the Human Rights Commission is stepping in to try to help him. Let's find out exactly in what capacity they'll go about doing this. Tsediso Tipanyane, who's chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, joins us on the line now. Chair, good afternoon. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Tell me, why, first of all, has Thabiso Zulu come to you for help, or have you decided you're going to approach him to assist?
Good evening, good afternoon. I'm actually the CEO of the Human Rights Commission, not the chairperson.
Apologies for that.
Yes, no problem. Dr. Zulu approached us, as a Human Rights Commission, on the basis that, you know, his right to life is under threat. And basically, after many attempts to get protection without success, then he actually came to us to see how we can help him. So as a Human Rights Commission, upon assessment, we said, well, certainly the right to life is affected, and then we as the Human Rights Commission have a mandate to, you know, to protect the rights of the human rights of all South Africans. And that's how we got into the issue.
I'm interested in the story that precedes this, of course. I understand there was a public protector report in which the public protector made a finding that the police must provide protection to Thabiso Zulu. Why was that not carried out?
Well, we hear that report has been taken on review. Our concern was that, you know, after that report, Mr. Zulu got attacked in October last year, and therefore his life has always been under threat. And then we as a commission then thought, okay, let's see how we can help. So we've been in touch with the police to see what could happen. And then in the process, we also found out that, the president and the police have taken the matter, the report on review, and Mr. Zulu has been cited as a respondent. And then we thought, okay, let us see how we can help. At the same time, we're also pursuing, efforts to ensure that he does get appropriate security for protection for his life, and if needs be, we'll go to court to defend his rights.
All right, so that's a very interesting thing indeed, because essentially you're an arm of government that guarantees or that is dedicated to guaranteeing human rights. On the other hand, you're taking on another arm of government, potentially the president and the SAPS, to ensure that they perform their duty to the citizen.
That is our constitutional mandate, to make sure that both the state and all citizens in this country, and all people in this country, do adhere to the prescripts of our constitution. To promote and protect human rights. Section 7 of our constitution requires the state to do so. Section 8 of our constitution also requires citizens to do so.
And tell me, how urgently is this application being treated?
It's very, very urgent. I mean, can you imagine if Mr. Zulu dies while we are still quibbling as to who should provide protection and how should that protection be provided? And the nature of that protection.
Absolutely. I mean, you make a very good point there. Thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon, confirming for us that indeed you are taking on the police minister and the president over this support that has been promised by the public protector, or has been recommended by the public protector to Thabiso Zulu. Speaking to us there, the CEO of the Human Rights Commission, Tsediso Tipanyane.